Good morning, everybody. I'm Larry Weissoon. If you enjoy real-world hunting and fishing talk, you're really going to enjoy listening to my good friend, Luke Clayton, and his guest for the next hour.
This is David Fox, and welcome to Outdoors with Luke Clayton and Friends. Luke has been a recognized outdoors writer for the past 3 decades and writes for a host of outdoor publications. Luke pens a weekly newspaper outdoors column that appears in over 40 Texas newspapers. Luke is on the pro staff of Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Smoking techs, electric smokers, feel free to contact Luke through his website, catfishradio.org. Now let's join Luke and his guests for this week's show.
Well, thank you guys for that nice introduction, and it is once again time to visit with our friend, Mr. Whitetail, Larry Weissoon. Larry, you're back recouped from your jaunt down to Atlanta to the Dallas Safari Club convention and getting back into the Texas mode, I reckon, about right now.
You're right. Of course, the DSC convention in Atlanta was absolutely fantastic. And I had a chance to visit with so many new friends, old friends, and spend a lot of time drooling over things that places I'd like to go and things I'd like to own. But, you know, it was a great time, and we're looking forward to the next one. Of course, looking forward to our DSC Foundation Gala, which will be in the Gaylord Texan there in Grapevine, July 23rd, 24th, 25th. But need to thank DSC for everything they do, which is conservation, education, and advocacy. Hornady had a chance to visit with Mr. Steve Hornady and Neil Davies and a bunch of guys out there in Atlanta. Of course, they're always accurate, deadly, dependable ammunition. Health Vision guys were there. Doc, he was there, and Joe was there, and had a chance to visit with them. And of course, they make some of the finest hunting optics available out there. Actually the first time anybody ever started with the brain went to the eye and then went to build the scope from there instead of the other way around. And had a chance to visit with the guys from Taurus about the Raging Hunter handguns and the Rossi lever actions that I shoot. So had a great time with all that. Now I'm getting ready. You know, here in Texas, our managed land deer permit runs out at the end of February, which means we can still hunt white-tailed deer on those places where the permit's available. And we've got a few more animals that we're kind of looking for at the last little bit there on the cotton ranch. So probably this coming week, I'll spend as much time as I can there. And then we're looking at doing a controlled burn there as well, too. So, you know, lots of things going on, and gosh, can't wait to get back up there.
You bet. Yeah, so the end, just a little bit more time in February here for the managed land hunts that still goes through the end of February. These are not the general season, of course, folks. You know, it's ranches that's permitted. So many bucks come off and so many does, but it's hard to believe, but still another few days of deer hunting to people. They can get the if they have some bucks that need to be removed, you know, or surplus deer to fill all the tags that you know they were allocated. So yeah, that's going on. I had a fun time, Larry, up in my old stomping grounds up in Red River County.
Oh yeah,
I went back up there. There's about as the crow flies, probably 10 miles from the little farm where I grew up. Mr. Bart Price has a ranch, Friendswood Ranch. You can go online and check it out, friendswoodranch.com. But it's a high-fenced operation, several hundred acres. If you know about Red River County, there's some woods up there, folks.
Yes,
but
sir.
It's fenced woods. And Mr. Price there has, in years past, has introduced some big genetics to improve the body size and the antlers on the deer. And, of course, there's a bunch of native deer, but they've bred in with the high genetic, I say, deer. And we saw some of them already dropping their antlers. We saw some big old bucks with no antlers, two or three of them. But we also saw some big bucks with antlers. So that's a good place to look ahead. It's yes, it is a big high fence. I think nowadays a lot of call them estate hunts. But trust me, It's hunting just like any Red River County hunting is. It's some pretty remote, wild bottom land, some hilltops with pines, that kind of thing up there. But yeah, folks, Larry, folks can check that out, friendswoodranch.com. And they're booking hunts. They've got some openings, he told me, for next fall. I'm going to go up and hunt deer with them probably in October of this year, you know. So, yeah, thumbs up on that. That's a new hunting destination that I discovered. Great lodge there and just a lot of good deer. They have hog hunts. And usually the hog hunts are in conjunction with the deer hunts, you know. But much more on that later. I've got a newspaper article coming out on that, and I'll try to include a lot of details there, Larry. But so, yeah, you're going to be at work doing the biology stuff, though, like you're talking about, control burn over at the Cotton Ranch, which is in Kaufman County. And time to do that kind of stuff. And the antlers are going to be falling. Yeah, a bunch of them already have. Deer bucks have dropped their antlers. It's time to start thinking about they're going to need a bunch of protein, aren't they, Larry?
Yeah, they're going to need some real good diets. Well, I mean, years ago we did a lot of work with ADM, which owns Mormon Mineral. Some people may remember that I was part owner of the Los Caladores Deer Contest and yep. Honey Headquarters, and we did a lot of research. And what we found was that energy is every bit as important as what protein and then the trace minerals. But you're right. You know, there's something to be said about if you want to have a healthy deer herd, you got to have them on a good nutritional level. And there are a lot of ways to do that, whether it includes controlled burns, whether it includes, you know, putting out some supplementation, you know, with cottonseed or, you know, like the Sweet Licks tubs that are available for deer. Yeah. And all those kind of things. We're with the rains that we had, you know, and the snow that we had, we had a lot of places. I know this goes, you know, not just out in Texas, but for the most part, the deer came through the wintertime in pretty good shape, and that always helps. So trying to get a little bit more groceries into them right now, as these bucks have lost antlers, they'll start growing immediately. The does are trying to produce fetuses right now. So this is really an important time as far as nutrition is concerned. And, you know, if the control burns, essentially what you're doing is you're a lot of times reducing the height of vegetation down to where a deer can eat it. And that fire also encourages the growth or the germination of a lot of different things. So that's one way to do it from a natural perspective as well, too. So anything that we can do to improve the habitat as far as deer are concerned, if you do that, a good, healthy deer, it's going to be a lot better for you to eat and more tasty or tastier and at the same time grow bigger antlers. So, but anything we do right now to try to improve the nutrition for white-tailed deer, and that even includes spring food plots, you know, everything benefits. The songbirds, the squirrels, the rabbits, you know, whatever is out there, when there's a more diversified habitat in terms of vegetation and it's at a level and in a fairly fresh growth, man, I'll tell you what, everything out there, including butterflies, benefit.
I know, that's right, Larry. And, you know, you'd mentioned the control burns. I've kind of an amateur student of the Plains Indians. I read everything I can about the Indians.
Oh, yeah.
And I learned a long time ago, you know, we just think of, some people think of the American, the Indians, Native Americans, if you will, you know, they just found buffalo and shot them, you know, to eat, which is good. That's how they made their living. But
right.
It was a bigger picture than that. They actually, I'm sure you know this, but they actually did control burns back in the day. They burned off the prairies, so the grass had come back green, hunt thousands of acres. And they knew back in the day that what you just said, it kind of rejuvenates the land, and it actually, some seeds that are dormant, it perks them up, and then but that's the buff. It was a win-win situation with the buffalo, because their hooves were designed like little if you will, disc or plows, you know. They would turn the ground up, and then so the Native Americans It was a way more deal or more involved than just going out with a spear or a bow and killing a buffalo to eat. You know, pretty interesting though. The control burns, controlled, I guess, is the key. Controlled burns by the house here. There's about 2,000 acres wetlands, and every year they'll burn off hundreds of acres of that of just the old standing vegetation. So the new stuff will come up. So. But you do have to know what you're doing to do the control burns, don't you?
Absolutely. Anybody that's interested, I'd just start with, they get with their local fire department and do that. And you're right. The whole thing comes down to control burns these days because human habitations and all those kind of things. Years ago, when the Indians would light a fire, you know, they didn't have to worry about it a whole lot. They'd just catch the wind going away from wherever they were staying and light a fire and just let it burn out. Mm-hmm. And that really, really helped. Like you said, it in a lot of areas we had, people don't realize it, but elk were down a lot farther south in the east than people gave credit. And they were an open plains country animal to start with. And so, you know, the elk benefited. What deer were there? What birds were there? So all those things really benefited from those fires that those Indians started many, many, many years ago.
You bet. Larry, I'm told we are already about out of time for our segment, but I want to throw one more. I want to give you an invite. Folks, we hunt in Kaufman County together, Larry and I, at the Cottons. Well, you hear us talking about it a lot. Mr. Edgar Cotton and David, his son, they have a good place out there, and that's kind of our local headquarters. Larry, when you're going out, if you come through through Dallas on Highway 175, that takes you to Kaufman and Athens and on through East Texas. If you're coming out 175, you've seen the Cotton Gin. It's right there in Crandall. On the right. I'm going to invite you. You and I are going to meet there the next time you're probably a couple of weeks. The Cotton Gin restaurant is the old Cotton Gin, which is a famous place, burned, I don't know, 8 or 10 years ago. It's been rebuilt. And it's actually, they have a bar, they have an outdoor venue, and they have the best chicken fried steak that you and I would be challenged to cook one any better. But we're going to stop at the Cotton Gin next time you're up this way and maybe even an organize a little event sometime in the early summer where people can come and visit with both of us, but I want you to know about that place. And Larry, I tell you, I hate to rush us, but we are out of time. Be safe in your travels, and I'm looking forward to me and you getting together here at the Cottons, and maybe I can learn something about the control burn, or maybe I can help. I'll be out there with you.
I'm looking forward to it.
Friends, Mr. Larry Wysoon is going to tell you about the finest hunting optics that we have ever found.
Luke, these are called Stealth Vision. They come from Crockett, Texas. Dr. John McCall developed them. They're 34-millimeter tubes as opposed to the narrower tubes, so more light transmission. They have a little green light that comes on. That scope is leveled because that's when you want to pull the trigger. They have an optional lighted reticle as well, too, and a whole lot of other products. And folks can learn more about them by going to stealthvision.com.